Hello and welcome to the show. If you've ever felt that tug of overwhelm from constant pings, buzzing alerts, and endless feeds, you're in the right place. Today we're talking about digital detoxing, not as a punishment or a dramatic breakup with your phone, but as a breath of fresh air for your brain, your body, and your relationships. I've spent years exploring what actually helps people unplug. And I want to share the most practical ways to step back from the noise and find your balance again. Let's start gently, because detoxing doesn't have to be a cold plunge. Think of it like easing into a pool. Pick one day each week to unplug. For a lot of people, Sunday works really well because it already carries a slower rhythm. You might turn off notifications, leave your phone in another room, or just commit to being offline for a few hours. And here's the surprising thing. Once you feel how good that downtime is, you'll start to look forward to it. You can always add more time later when it feels natural. Now, the biggest game changer I've seen is clarity. A digital detox isn't one size fits all, so define what unplugged means for you. Maybe it's no social media after dinner. Maybe it's no work email after 6. Maybe it's keeping your phone out of your bedroom on weeknights. The key is to be explicit. Write it down, put it on the fridge, say it out loud to someone. Clear boundaries don't just keep you honest, they take away that constant negotiation with yourself. Instead of asking, "Should I check my messages?" you already know your answer. Another simple shift: create a tech-free zone at home. Choose one area where devices aren't invited. For me, it's the dining room. When I eat, I want to actually taste my food and talk to the people I'm with. No phones on the table. No screens in the corner. It sounds small, but it changes the feel of the space. It signals, this is where we connect. If you live alone, this still matters. It becomes a sanctuary for you to reset, reflect, and just be present. Of course, the question that always comes up is, what do I do with the time I used to spend scrolling? This is where it gets fun. Replace screen time with something that fills you up. Pick a hobby that has nothing to do with a device. Cooking, gardening, painting, puzzles, music, anything that asks your hands to move and your attention to slow down. I picked up knitting recently and I love the rhythm of it. The quiet progress, the slow reveal of something I made, the feeling of tangible progress. It's a refreshing antidote to the instant, fleeting nature of digital life. Here's the twist. You can use technology to help you unplug. I know, it sounds ironic, but apps like Forest or Freedom can block distracting sites and apps for a set time, and they're surprisingly effective. They act like a gentle hand on your shoulder, reminding you of the promise you made to yourself. Considering the average person spends hours a day on screens, a little digital guardrail can go a long way. I treat it like a commitment device. Once it's on, I can relax into focus time because the temptation just isn't there. Another anchor is mindfulness. It doesn't have to be complicated. Try 10 minutes in the morning to sit quietly, breathe deeply, and watch your mind settle. Even 5 slow breaths before opening your laptop can make a difference. For me, a short guided meditation sets the tone for the day. I notice I'm less reactive, more deliberate, and more comfortable with stillness. That matters, especially when attention spans are getting shorter. When you train your brain to be here, now, you're less likely to reach for your phone just because there's a pause. Let's talk about your workday too. Don't wait until you're fried to take a break. Build them in. I like the Pomodoro rhythm. 25 minutes of focus, 5 minutes away from a screen. Stretch, refill your water, look out a window, walk around the block. It keeps your mind sharp and reduces that sneaky autopilot scroll that steals your energy. When you return, you'll notice you actually come back to your work with more attention, not less. One of the best ways to break the spell of our devices is to get outside. Nature does something to our nervous system that no app can replicate. Hike, sit on a bench in the park, Have a picnic, or just take a slow walk and notice what you see. The light through the leaves, the sound of people laughing, a dog charging across the grass because it's simply thrilled to be alive. Even a short dose of green space can reset your mood and clear your head. It's not wasted time. It's restoration. And while we're on the subject of what truly restores us, let's go back to real-world connection. Reach out to a friend and set up time to meet in person. Coffee, a meal, a movie night, a leisurely walk. The conversation is different face-to-face. You don't edit yourself. You laugh more. You feel seen. That feeling carries you in a way no thread of messages can. Make it a thing again. You don't need a perfect plan, just a time, a place, and a willingness to show up. The last piece is self-awareness. Pay attention to your patterns. What are your triggers? Is it boredom, stress, awkward silence, late-night restlessness? When are you most likely to start scrolling without thinking? Try keeping a tiny log for a week. Jot down when you reach for your phone and how you feel afterward. You might notice that one specific app leaves you anxious, or that you scroll most when you're tired or procrastinating. That insight is gold, because you're not just forcing willpower. You're solving the right problem. If it's boredom, you need a better option ready. If it's stress, you need a healthier way to decompress. If it's procrastination, you need a clearer plan for what to do next. So where do you start? If I had to pick one place, I'd say set clear boundaries. Decide what unplugging means for you and write it down. Then pick your first small step. Maybe it's no screens in bed. Maybe it's a tech-free dinner table. Maybe it's Sunday afternoons phone-free. Keep it simple and let the results motivate you to do more. Remember, the goal isn't to abandon technology. It's to make it work for you, not the other way around. We want a healthy, sustainable balance. We want space for presence, focus, and joy. We want to feel like we're living our lives, not just documenting them. When you make even a few of these changes, easing in, setting boundaries, carving out a tech-free zone, choosing a hobby, using blockers, practicing mindfulness, scheduling breaks, getting outdoors, meeting friends offline, and reflecting on your habits, you start to feel different, calmer, clearer, more yourself. So here's your invitation for the week ahead. Choose one small, specific action and commit to it. Put it on your calendar, tell someone you trust, and then pay attention to how you feel. If it helps, keep going. If it doesn't, tweak it and try again. This is your experiment, your attention, your well-being. I'm rooting for you. Take that first breath of digital fresh air and let the rest follow. Thanks for listening, and until next time, be kind to your mind and gentle with your screens.